And welcome back to the Community First Credit Union Coaches Corner. This is Scotty filling in for Jason as we lost our feet to Tampa. So I'm here at the KIIC studios and doing my best here to round out this show, which is the 2013 year in review for our area sports. And as we went to break, we shared the Minneapolis game, the final play of that game, which led the Abbey Blue Demons to the Unidome for the first time in school history. Now let's take a listen at some of the highlights of the game at the Unidome. And here's a fumble recovery by the Blue Demons.
5:32 to go here. Quarterback fakes the handoff, looking to a little screen out here to the near side. Gets the completed inside the 20-yard line. Fumble! Ball's on the ground. Handoff, he's got the fumble.
Oh, my goodness!
Turnover! A turnover brought to you by River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, you can join them at the river tomorrow morning, 9:30, and every Sunday morning.
And that was just one of the plays of the big game, and that came early on in the game. And here's an interception by Zach Hugan. And as you listen to these highlights, I want you to kind of pay attention also to the crowd noise in the background. I think if you were at the game, you will attest to the fact that Blue Pride was there in strong fashion, and both teams had a great fan base that followed them. And here's this interception by Zach Hugan.
Time, here comes a little blitz. They're underthrown it. Intercepted!
Zach Hugan on the attack!
Hugan with the INT, and that is a River Life Family Worship turnover. All turnovers all this season have been brought to you by our friends from River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking to make a turnover in your life, you can join them.
And as that game progressed, here is a fade pass, which was caught by Matt Baker.
Two receivers each side of the field. Lesson rolls back, plants, throws a fade pattern down the sideline to Baker. Baker right there, catches the ball!
Yes!
Matt Baker into Indian territory, down to the 41-yard line. A huge play right there, Dan. We talk about this all season long. You can take and concentrate on Zach, the attack Hugan, but, man, there's other bodies out there that are more than capable.
Well, and Coach Staten mentioned that in his pregame interview that you had with him, and did absolutely correct. You know, it's a special connection between Brett and Zach, but Matt Baker's a very fine runner, very fine receiver, great hands as well. We've seen Griffin Osing do the same thing. Luke Sarver, we don't recall his name nearly enough, can also go out there and catch very fast on the 4x400 team as well.
And as the half rounded out, here is a scoring play by Alex Schultz.
Here we go here. 35 seconds to go. Fourth down and one. Lesha keeps it straight ahead. Still fighting for it. He's going to have the first down. Yeah. It's going to be goal to go with 32 seconds. Albion is out of timeout, so you got to be ready to go. The line things
go
up.
You got to go quick.
Yep. Got plenty
of time.
They got
the play. Coach had sent the second play in. They got to get it set. We got plenty of time. 30 seconds.
Here,
and the clock hasn't even started.
Final 30 seconds of this first half. Leshen under center. Hands it off. Schultz going to the goal line.
Yes!
Touchdown! Touchdown, Albion! Sergeant Schultz on the touchdown. Touchdown, Albion. Salutes that north end zone. How about that, Blue Demon Nation? A Senate Piercemacher Funeral Home touchdown. A little exclamation point with the Sergeant Schultz with the salute.
And as the second half got underway, here was a big punt return by the Blue Demons.
Takes it toward the return man. Back deep is Leshen. Brett Leshen trying to get to that right side. Has the corner. Midfield. Has
a wall.
40, 35, 30. One man to beat. Brett the Jet Leshen taking it down the sideline. 10-5.
No.
Oh. Brett the Jet Leshen down the sidelines. A special, special team play by the Blue Demons. And Albion will be knocking on the door.
Now, don't think that tomorrow when they're watching film that Brett won't talk to his brother Bryce. Bryce was the lead man. He was pointing to go block Glib. Bryce didn't see him out of the corner, and by the time he recognized him, he did a very good job of recovering, trying to get the block, but Glib was able to get him pushed out of bounds. But, boy, if Bryce would have just turned his hips just a little more, he could have had that seal block, and we could have had the score. But nevertheless, ball on the 5-yard line. This is where the Blue Demons will step up. The emotion, the adrenaline will kick in.
Punch
we'll see
this
a,
thing
you
in.
Bet, see some good upfront attack and get right after him. Smack him right in the teeth.
And unfortunately, the Blue Demons came up short at that game. And, I think as the game went on, it was just an up-and-down game, a back-and-forth game of football that was just very competitive and very entertaining to watch. And congratulations to the Blue Demons. For all of you who are out there listening, you're a winner in my book. You're champions, and you've done something that nobody else can do, being the first team in Albion school history to make that appearance. And congratulations to all of you and also to Coach Staten and the coaching staff. And we'll be back with the final wrap-up of the 2013 wrap-up right after this.